Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it's Thursday, October the 13th. We are halfway through October, and I know I keep repeating myself, but I kind of can't believe it. It does seem like time is flying and faster and faster and faster. I hope you're well this beautiful fall day and enjoying your life and finding meaning and purpose, even in the challenges. And on that vein, because this is about growth and growth mindset and connection and relationships and winning at the game of life, not winning the transactions, but winning the whole game. So I want to talk about one of the hardest things for a lot of people, and I'll speak for myself, but I've come across this in a lot of others as well. And there's a lot of reasons for it. In my own case, I probably look back to childhood issues that we carry forward well into our adult lives, some of us forever. And that is when we need help, when we are vulnerable, when things are not going well or we perceive they're not going well. And sometimes people will see us and they will recognize that we're in pain or in trouble and, you know, try to help us in some way. One of the biggest and hardest things to do sometimes is to accept that help. I mean, first of all, you have to be present enough. And if you're in fear or in some kind of survival mode, you may not even recognize that someone's trying to help you or that they see you. You may not be hearing the signals that they're putting out. Not everyone, and also not everyone knows how to tell you that they care, that they're going to help, that they want to help. So sometimes people will do what we might think is something very, very subtle. And it's a way of reaching out to see if we're willing to accept help. It's a dance, just like every other form of communication. It's a dance. If I'm not moving with you, then, you know, it's like, okay, I can't be your dance partner if you're putting your foot forward and I'm putting my foot forward too. I've got to put my foot back if you're going to put your foot forward. We got to dance. I've got to pull if you're going to push, and vice versa. So when it comes to receiving help, first of all, receiving help can be a great gift to the other person. It's amazing. But just, it's so important to be present. But then let's go a step deeper. You receive the help. Maybe you're aware that someone wants to be nice, you know, wants to be nice to you in some way, or be kind to you, or be generous with you. And then for many people, and I've had this experience so many times, and it has to do with my own scarcity issues and history of feelings of abandonment and all kinds of things. What will happen is, and again, this is my personal experience, and I've noticed it in others too. So that's my relatively unscientific but lived experience. What can happen is now I feel guilty for receiving the help because I live in scarcity. I don't think I'm enough in some way. And that little voice pops up that says, someone has done something nice for you. You don't deserve it because you haven't done something nice for them in the immediate vicinity of time and space. And therefore, now you've got to make up for it. You've got to figure out how you overthink, overcompensate, buy gifts. I mean, you name it. Now I got to make up for the fact that you did something for me. As if life is one big ledger and we're adding that up. So here's the contradiction that isn't a contradiction. The way that people can help us unconditionally is when we have built up a foundation of trust by giving unconditionally. So it is, I suppose, transactional on the macro sense, but not on the micro. When we vest sincerely in others, when they give us help, we then have to practice building the muscle of just accepting unconditionally. We hear about giving unconditionally. Accepting unconditionally. That is the next level. That's the next level. I'm still working on it. I'm not good at it. In times of great distress and fear and anxiety, I will do a couple of different things. One, I will be a little blind to when people are help. I won't ask for help in the first place. So some people won't even know that I need help. Then when someone does something for me, because they sense that I need help, then I will kind of come back with a heavy hand sometimes of, you know, going back at them with, oh no, I've got to pile on the other direction so that I'm worthy of it. None of those things serve us very well. They don't serve me very well. So I guess the question is, how are you blocking yourself from receiving help, love, care, unconditionally from others? What conditions are we putting on others' help for us, others' support for us? And how are we limiting others' capacity to help us by not communicating our needs? All of those things are really, really relevant. And in some ways relevant to me. I've had a few experiences lately where, you know, I knew this move across the world was going to be very disruptive. Kind of, you know, one person can only do so many things. And I knew that there was going to be a very difficult transition and a refinement of strategy on the business side, but also a lot of energy in the move. And it takes a minute to get, you know, kind of stabilized. And I've done a lot on my own. I've done a lot with my partner, but there's other like business things where I need help. And I'm right now in a moment where I've got an opportunity to look at who's there and who's trying to help and who am I not reaching out to clearly with what my needs are and not even giving them a chance to help me because I'm afraid for some reason. Those are really valid questions. And we're not talking about, hey, send me a bunch of money. That's not what we're talking about here. So although there are times when that is okay too, if that's what you need, if you need to get resources like that to get through the next whatever, you know, you can do that too. But this is such an important topic. And I know I'm not the only one who has struggled with that. Accepting unconditionally. Accepting help unconditionally. Let's throw that into our thoughtful Thursday bag of tricks as we get going today. I hope that's helpful to you. If it is, I would love for you to give the gift of this podcast to a friend, family, or colleague, someone you care about, someone that you're willing to tell that you care about when you send this podcast. I care about you and I want you to listen to this. Send them the episode that you think they should listen to. There may be a particular day that resonated. It's the thing about the daily thing. Some of, you know, not all days are created equally. And you may not, you know, a point may not resonate with you on a particular day. It's totally fine. Got a lot of episodes to choose from. So do share, join, and you can share with the website, mattstone.co, if you don't just share directly the Apple podcast episode, for example. You can always just send them to mattstone.co. That's got the hub. Join me on Twitter at mattstone.co, Instagram at mattstone.co, where I post, you know, quotes and inspirational things. I posted yesterday a link to a video by former ABC News anchorman Dan Harris, who's become kind of a meditation guru and practitioner. And he's got a really interesting TED Talk that he did where he actually invited a 360 feedback process into his life, and he talks about what that did for him. So I'd love for you to check that out on Twitter as well. Thanks always for listening. I hope you're having a great week, and we will catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.